If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say.
Fresh, cool, young Lou, trying to cash his microphone, check 212. Wanna believe my own hype, but it's too untrue. The world brought me to my knees, what have you brung you? Did you improve on the design, did you do something new? Where you naming on the guest list, who brung you? You, the more famous person you come through, and the sexy lady next to you, you come too. And then the hitman, standing outside of heaven, waiting for God to come and get me. I'm too uncouth, unschooled to the rules, and too gumshoe. Too much of a newcomer, and too uncool, like Shadow in the veil, I battle with it well. Though I need a holiday like Lady Who Sung Blue. Go back, whatever you did, you undo. Heavy as heaven, the devil on me, two tons too.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
And you better wear your shades. Spotlights here can burn holes through the stage, down through the basement, past the Indian graves where the dinosaurs laid, and out through China, nearly misses airliners, magnified times five. This is pointed at the rhyme, ricochets off the moon and sets the forest ablaze. Now that's important to say, cause even with all that, most of us don't want it to fade. Duh. We want it to braid, meaning we want it to grow, meaning we want it to stay. Like the governor called and he told him to wait, unstrap him from the chair and put him back in his cage. The audience ain't fazed, then they ain't gon' clap and they ain't gon' praise. They want everything back that they paid, cause they've been waiting since 10 to see the lights get dim.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here and the lights are on, and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah.
So chauffeur, come and take me away, cause I've been standing in this line for like 5 whole days. Me and security ain't getting along, and when I got to the front, they told me all of the tickets were gone. So just take me home where the mood is mellow, and the roses are thrown, M&Ms are yellow, and the light bulbs around my mirror don't flicker. Everybody gets a nice autograph picture, one for you and one for your sister, who had to work tonight but is an avid listener. Every song's a favorite song and mics don't feedback. All the reviewers say you need to go and see that. And everybody claps cause everybody is pleased, and then they all take the stage and start performing for me. Like ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are you say you are a superstar, and have no fear. The crowd is here and the lights are on, and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah. If you are what you say.
Hello and welcome. That was Superstar by Lupe Fiasco, and my name is Dakota, and this is Sweet Talk. This is our first show of the season, Fridays at 2 p.m. Thank you to everyone who's tuning in. I'm here with my friend Jacob Abrahams, who is my guest on the show today.
How's it going, everyone?
Yeah.
Wait, can you? Yeah, you
yeah, can. Yeah, we can hear you. So yeah, we were just reminiscing on the fact that Superstar was actually like a really iconic song. I don't know when it came out. No, not 2007. I read that wrong. That was, never mind. We were trying to figure out when it came out, but it's pretty old, but we were both agreeing on the fact that it's truly an iconic masterpiece.
Underrated.
Of pop music in the 2000s.
Underrated.
Underrated.
A lot of things are underrated.
Yeah, so we're just out here sipping on our Rez Medford Fogs and serving some tea. Shut up, it was a joke.
Yes, we will be serving tea this
hour. This is honesty hour. Frankly, we've all been wronged. We're gonna spill some tea, burn ourselves in the process.
We're gonna work through some stuff.
Today, Jacob was talking about how he was recently burned by someone.
Yeah, I was. Just,
not necessarily burned, just simply ghosted, which is a burn in itself.
You know what? At this point, it's more of a like, it's kind of like the default, I would say.
The default is just a ghosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've frankly taken myself out of the game personally due to a lot of factors. I was like, you know what? I'm like done with the scene of romance on campus. And I'm like, I've been on the fence of like diving back in the past few weekends because I'm like, ooh, like I'm like really stressed and I love going out to like compensate for that. And like homecoming is tomorrow. So like maybe I'm going to like find someone tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see.
Bring that man home to mama.
Yeah. Mama's got something to say to you. I didn't like how that sounded at all. But yeah, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Community Radio 91.5. Again, shout out to all our listeners. We're really excited to have this Friday 2 p.m. time. In comparison to my Saturday 3 a.m. time from last year, it's really quite an improvement. Over the summer, I had a good time, but it wasn't just my show. I had two shows this summer, but yeah, it's raining outside here in Medford, but the sun will be shining. It's going to be a sweet 77 degrees, I think, all day tomorrow.
Let me check.
Perfect for homecoming. Let me check Yahoo weather on mobile.
You know, we're looking at a solid 75, partly cloudy.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Wow. You didn't think you'd be getting that on this radio show. Like, you're welcome.
You want partly cloudy on that football field tomorrow, you know?
Here we go, Boats.
Clear skies, something can't lose. She was never a Friday Night Lights fan.
My high school was like Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights.
When the Four Locos catch up to you.
My high school in suburban Pennsylvania was like Friday Night Lights.
A neighboring town to where Redacted is from.
Yes.
One of the many Redacteds.
We'll be spilling tea on all of our Redacteds. We're going to go in chronological order. We're just going to go one by one. Order.
Frankly, my very first Redacted is Claire Kelly from middle school, who I still to this day don't know why I hate her so much, but she was just like kind of mean to me. And like, she just like thought she was like older and cooler than me, even though she was 3 weeks older than me. But now she goes to a worse college and is in a weird sorority and got really into crew. So maybe actually her life is awesome. And maybe Claire is just like really succeeding and I should wish the best for her. We hate Claire. She was mean to me when I wanted to play basketball with her during recess.
I have a lot of enemies that I made working at summer camp 2 summers ago, most of whom are 7 years old, and I hate them.
Oh, I had a lot of enemies that, like, I did a week-long summer camp after I graduated from my high school. I went to a boarding school, and they did, like, summer programs for middle schoolers who were looking at going to the high school for, like, the...
We have a caller.
Hang on, everyone. I'm going to put them on the line. Remember, keep everything clean and appropriate. Grandma's listening is the mood.
Phyllis just called me. She's doing well.
Hello?
Hello, you're on air.
Hello, you're on air.
how you doing? I don't know if I was going to be directly on air. I was just seeing if I could talk to one of the staff or personnel. I had a couple of questions about potentially doing the radio station and trying to let students know about like local comedy shows in the area.
Oh yeah, cool. You can definitely check us out at WMFO.org. There's a lot of information on the website for getting involved. We haven't even started our training process for DJs and trainees. So if you want to get involved with the radio station by having your own show, that's still totally possible. If you want to get involved in other ways, that's also totally possible. But Yeah, you have our number. You called in, but yeah, this was the number directly to the station. But if you go to our website wmfo.org, you can find all the information I think you would be looking for.
Okay, do you guys have guests on or whatever?
Yeah. It's mostly students that have their own shows and will like bring their friends on for guests. Like what I'm doing today. But some of the community members, have more serious shows and would probably be willing to have guests. Yeah.
All right, cool. So would I try to email someone to find an email on the site? Or would
yeah, there's definitely a lot of contact information on the site. I want to say it's like WMFO, like at like WMFO.org or something, like WMFO staff. It's something pretty simple. I don't have it in front of me, but it's definitely accessible.
Okay, and then do you recommend possibly any other like Facebook groups or like, because I run a comedy show every Wednesday, and then every few months we have one on Saturday, and there'll be like kids from Tufts or like other schools who randomly come by, and they'll just hear about it from the internet, but I kind of want to get the word around more that it's, you know, a weekly show. It's always people coming in, dropping by, who've been on TV, who've won festivals, and just kind of wanted to get, you know, the word around that.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways to promote yourself on campus.
But for sure.
For now, I would just email, like, WMFO, and then we can connect you with a lot of resources.
Yeah, I would definitely say email them. We can do, like, if there's any ticketed shows you do, we can do, like, a ticket, like, raffle kind of a thing. We do that pretty frequently with local shows. So all of that's available. But I would definitely suggest contacting, like, the organizers of WMFO.
We're going to get some tunes going now, but thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Bye. That was fun. I love getting callers. I swear I always get at least one caller that usually it's like my friends will call in and they'll like be goofy with me, but I swear at least every show I'll get one caller that is just like someone I have no idea who they are, and they're always really interesting.
That was it.
So we're going to put on some songs now.
Some nice. Wait, we're getting a
Are we getting another call?
Oh my God. I thought I saw a blinking light.
No.
Okay.
There is no way. That would be
I'd be shaken.
One time I got two calls from people that like were not at all affiliated with WMFO or like Tufts at all, and they were just like listening to my show and were like, hey, like I'd love to request a song, like I really enjoyed listening.
Oh my God,
and
I'm
like
that.
One was from Colorado and I was like, I have fans, like should I go into radio production? I don't know,
honestly. You're taking communications in Berlin.
I'm taking a radio production course in Berlin, knock on wood, if my program gets accepted later this afternoon. Woo. Cross your fingers, wish on 11/11 and every star that you see tonight. All right, so we're gonna put on some songs now, and you'll hear from us in a bit.
Chillin', layin' in the cut though, easy, tryin' to see what up though. Brooklyn, home of the cutthroats, notorious, y'all know how the rest go sleepin'. One eye open, too smart cause I'm always scopin', watchin', seeing how these lames look lazy. This how you get your frame took. Money, I got money. Money, I got money. Talking, always talking. That's your problem, you always talking. Rockstar, mixed with a ghetto chick. Try me, I wish a nigga would, bitch, hold up. Who gon' hold us? Not the cemetery or the penitentiary. Damn, my contemporaries, I'm too legendary. It's so money, I got money. Money, I got money. I'm money, I got money. Money, I got money. All my life I had to grind and hustle. I had to work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it, it happen overnight. They say, damn, you changed. I'm like, show you right now.
nigga, I've been
in the crib, tryna find the BPM. Rehearsing for the next show in my kitchen. Rush off for tour, but can't tell you where I've been. Maybe after 20 years, I'll start to take it in. Right now, I'm chasing in Dover Street again. I'm introverted, I'm not open to new friends. But if you're real cute, then I have to think again. Shop the runway so you can stay off trend and look like
money. Money.
Right, nigga, I got money. I got money.
Ooh.
Money. I got money.
Ooh.
I'm money. I got money.
Ooh.
Money. I got money.
Ooh.
Hello and welcome back, everybody. Sorry for the interruption in tunes, but Dakota, aka me, just got some incredible news.
Are you guys ready
that
for this?
My abroad program that I petitioned, that's a non-TUFS program that's not approved. I went through this crazy application process. It was just accepted!
Woo!
Yes! So your girl is gonna be in Berlin in spring 2018 studying communications and radio production. Yes! Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, auf Wiedersehen. I don't even know if that's German. Isn't auf Wiedersehen like, it's probably German.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Ich liebe Deutschland. I'm so pumped. I don't even know what celebratory song to play, but this has already been a wild ride. We are 17 minutes on the dot into our show, and so much has already happened. We had a caller, he's doing a promo, we got accepted to our abroad program, we have yet to even begin
discussing our redacted.
Yeah, who are going to be our redacted?
You know, I have a good redacted story after the break.
Should we go in? Go in now.
Freshman year, this is like, I'm fucking like, it is week one of school.
Week one of school.
Wait, actually, no. Like, more like week three. No, it was October. So, basically, I joined one club. One club, right? Because I didn't know what else to do. I end up hooking up with the president of said club as a freshman.
Why would you do that?
Hoomst was a junior who then...
Wait, keep talking. I was trying to communicate something off air.
Who then ghosted me, so then I had to quit the one club I joined. That was my first redacted at this university, everyone.
Wow. My first redacted at this university, I would really have to go through, like, who's, like, truly canceled and who I'm just kind of like, oh, I hate them, haha. Or I'm like, oh, I love them, haha, but I actually hate them.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I think we both know my, like, one main redacted. Like, I don't know. He's been like, an elf on the shelf for a while now, though. So
you've heard of elf on the shelf. Now get ready for redacted on redacted.
So, yeah, he's just been sitting up there for a while. I, like, want a new... Because, like, I don't know. People just know the story because it's, frankly, the most... It's just, like, the audacity of this situation is what really gets...
The gall.
The gall of this man to just simply never apologize is what always gets me. Gets the punchline of the people listening to my story when I vent about it.
The gall.
The gall of these men.
Listen, ladies. This is just a shout out to all of the straight men / gay men who have ghosted me. Ghosting's immature. It's just like, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Or just like treat other people with respect in general. The thing about it is you can navigate hookup culture in a way that you aren't mean. Is something that I learned.
No, not true.
I don't know. My freshman year, I was definitely like pretty mean to the people I hooked up with, I think. Because I was just like, oh, you like have to be.
Yeah.
Because it's like, then they'll think that like you like them, and it's like, oh, like, you can't really like them that much because you're just hooking up. And like, I was young and dumb and broke. Words of God,
high school kid.
Our Lord and Savior, Khaled.
I think that, like, us being hashtag sad girls about men calls for Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I don't know about you.
Yeah. Let me see what we've got going.
You know, it's
here.
A rainy day. I just recently re-entered the hookup culture at Tufts, and
it is a rainy day. What do we think?
We're gonna be sad girls.
I was also, yeah. Should we play something from a newer Taylor Swift album? Might also go in the theme of Redacted. I don't know.
I'm here for it.
Should we play Look What You Made Me Do?
I honestly love that song, and no one can tell me that it's not great.
But I'm also, like, torn. I would love to hear, like, Blank Space right now.
That's Blank, like, Space is hookup culture at Tufts, because, like...
Yeah, yeah, I think we should go with Blank Space, because that's a song, like, we can all feel good
we
about.
We all relate to.
But also, like, Look What You... like.
Why not Por Qué No Los Dos?
Truly. Should we... I think we should really delve into the dichotomy here and, like, look
we'll
at the juxtaposition of the narrative of both
Taylor
songs.
Old Taylor did, and then new Taylor.
See, there's the blank space left for him, and then... he leaves the space blank, and then
that's
she
when the old
look
Taylor
what she has to do.
Dies.
So this is going to be the journey that we're about to embark in. We might provide a narrative discussion in between. So let's put on our glasses.
Feel free to call in with any thoughts.
Thoughts. THOTS only.
Yes.
Madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool, no I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome
all right,
back.
We just did some celebratory dancing because my abroad program was accepted.
True.
So we were excited.
Sad girl hour is done. We're not sad girl.
We are still sad.
We are
there
still
is no,
sad.
We can go to the ends of the earth and we will always be sad. Sad
Prozac
girls dance. Prozac and heck, Lexapro. And
Do you want to hear some drama? My psychiatrist moved her office to the Prudential Center.
Where was it before? It was in Davis?
No, it was in Newberry Street.
So she's been caught up, like, bought out by corporate America, and she's clearly funneling you drugs that are convincing you of government conspiracy.
Do I think that my psychiatrist's main specialty is housewives from, like, Brookline housewives who have to deal with like Timmy soccer practice and are just overwhelmed? Yes. Am I going to roll with it? Yes. This is what happens when CMHS refers you to an off-campus provider.
That
we're spilling
is the
tea
drama.
Here.
And frankly, still only burning ourselves. My therapist from CMHS told me that she that I ran out of sessions, but in actuality, she left. And someone else I knew that was seeing her, I was like, I love Sophie, she's so great. And then she was like, yeah, I'm mad she left. And I was like, she left? Like, she told me that I could, like, come back whenever I needed to. And the girl was like, no, like, she's gone. Like, she, like, moved away. And I was like, Sophie, that does not help my abandonment issues.
When your psychiatrist, when your therapist abandons you.
TBH, yeah.
That's my vibe. Linda Daniels was my psychiatrist, and she made me fill out a picture of a flower to help me with my anxiety.
Aww.
And was like, this really isn't working for me. Like, yeah. It's not you, it's me.
You know.
Spilling tea, burning ourselves. Let's talk more about our intimate mental health issues.
During the break, Jacob was telling me the redacted part of his redacted story that you got to tell on air. If you want to, like, give a quick TLDR.
TLDR, certain clubs on this campus have really messed up traditions of having certain presidents of these organizations hook up with freshmen. I was victimized.
Exposed.
I will not expose.
Real talk on air. Only found it here. This is Tufts TMZ.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
That happened to me. And
you heard it here first.
And I bounced back. Like, I'm sorry. The old Jacob can't come to the phone right now.
Why?
Because he's dead.
In the words of our other Lord and Savior, Taylor Swift.
My only Lord and Savior, let's be real.
So now I have another song queued up, and then we can talk some more, and we'll do a PSA after that. But our next song is really capturing the essence of just kind of, like, messing everyone else up for your own benefit. So, but it's, like, really got, it's a bop, it's got a beat, and, like, I love to dance to it. So we're gonna roll with it, so stay tuned.
Call your girlfriend. It's time you had the talk. Give your reasons. Say it's not her fault. But you just met somebody new. Tell her not to get obsessed. Second guessing everything you said and done.
ladies and gentlemen, we are back on air. Again, I'm Dakota. I'm with my friend Jacob. He's finding a PSA that he would like to read. Oh, he's got one. He's got one, ladies. He's got one.
Okay.
We're going. We're going.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the cameras, your computer's camera, to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Cover your cameras.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't read that on my show before, because it continually comes back to a concept that, yeah, always relevant.
As well as ladder safety. Do we have another PSA?
I think we have something else we need to say. We have something else we need to say.
Would you like the honors?
You know what? You go, okay, you go ahead. You go ahead.
There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet, waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
It's not.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. What do you guys think it is?
Literally, what could it be?
Okay, ready? Using a ladder might seem easy.
Oh my God.
Misusing one is even easier.
That's so true.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a message in the this is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
So, for all of you Tufts students living in off-campus housing, check your basements.
Just two takeaways. Two takeaways.
Two takeaways.
Cover your camera.
Cover your camera.
Cover your camera.
Cover your ladder.
Cover your ladder. Get rid of the ladder.
Get rid of the ladder.
It's a death trap.
Burn the ladder. Burn the camera. Burn the computer.
Burn your computer.
Burn Tufts. Wait, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, don't say that. That was definitely redacted. Don't burn the school down.
So those are our PSAs for the hour. Things got political, as they always seem to do.
He went there.
He did go there.
They went there. They're not holding back. No one's safe.
Doctors hate him.
Blocks of surgeons hate him.
Oh my gosh.
Secret.
I did find out, actually, though, side note about dermatology. I had my checkup like 2 weeks ago, and I found out the like gel I use nightly to like clear my skin, to like keep it from like having breakouts, also contains collagen, and so it double acts as an anti-aging cream.
Wow,
so I will
stay young
forever. Really, that also made my day. And I was like, heck yeah.
Way to go. I've been using this new face mask from Lush recently.
Ooh, we love Lush.
cosmetic cleanser face mask. It has like garlic and lemon in it to fight bacteria and prevent breakouts. It does not smell great.
Yeah.
But my skin is clear-ish.
It's unclear if it's related to the face mask at all.
Who's
burns
to say?
A little bit when you put it on.
I don't
enjoy the process. But we love Lush.
We love Lush.
I'd honestly go to like my grave for Lush. I'd be like, I stand by their products. Like,
I want to be buried in a bath bomb. I want my remains to be turned into a bath bomb.
Like, if I die young, bury me in bath bombs.
And
that's
then someone will use the bath bombs, and then it'll just be like my remains, but also like lavender.
But
scent.
Like, yeah, glittery. Glitter. I hardly know her. Oh boy! All right, we
have fun here.
We have fun. We laugh.
We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Absolutely not. I just continually still not logging any songs on here because I can't seem to be able to find the show form on the computer. So we're just going to play another song that I want to hear.
Here we go.
Here we go. We're diving into the discourse with a Charlie XCX.
Amazing.
Classic. I'm going to surprise you all with the title.
And away.
We go. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Love in the Lamborghini, roll up in a blue bikini. Bitches on the beaches looking super cute and freaky. All my friends are princesses, we keep it whipped and creamy. Ice cubes on
our tongues because we like to keep it freezy. Lend a Lamborghini, get out on the right side. Chauffeur stayed at home because my girl wanted to ride. Looking luxe and tasting plush, I'm feeling so alive. Wanna take it to the highway, come on, let's go for a drive. All my life, I've been waiting for a good time, let me ride, let me ride. My life, I've been waiting for a good time, so let me ride. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep. So let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Bubblegum pink Ferrari, yeah, I'm so bossy. Speeding like Alonso just to crush your party. People are going loco when I'm putting up to your puppy. Don't think about consequences cause they're never gonna stop me. What? All my life I've been waiting for a good time. A good time. Let me ride, let me ride. My life I've been waiting for a good time. A good time. So let me ride. Let me ride. Let me ride, let me ride. All my life I've been waiting for a good time. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep, so let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep, so let's ride. Boom, boom, boom. Hit me coming through the radio. Watch me go zoom, zoom, zoom. Try to catch me but you're too slow. Boom, boom, boom. Hear me coming through the radio. Watch me go zoom, zoom, zoom. Try to catch me but you're too slow. Too slow, too slow.
Remember asking both my mom and dad why we never traveled to exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends. Nothing to tell when the summer ends. We never really went buying clothes. Folks were passing on the stuff in plenty loads. New shoes once a year and then out to play ball so we could ruin them. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright. Our kind of people had a bed. Loving from my mom and dad, but I don't think they really understood when I said that I wanted to deal in Hollywood. I told them I'd be singing on TV. The other kids were calling me a wannabe. The older kids, they started bugging me, but now they're all standing right in front of me. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright. Our kind of people had a bed. I'm from, I know my home. When I'm in doubt and struggling, that's where I go. And
an old friend can give advice. Where new friends only know a half story. That's why I always keep them tight. And why I'm okay. I said I'm okay. You know what my mama said? You know what she told me? My mama said.
Hello.
How's it going, you guys?
Hey, how are you?
We've been talking a lot about us, but now I want to hear from you.
Our listeners. All 13 of you.
You guys are so
great. Out to the one person that's on. Oh, wait, I think that's us.
Okay, 12 of you.
The one high quality listener is us. Everyone else is mobile streaming. Shout out to...
Yeah.
Mobile stream, 12 listeners.
You guys are doing great.
We love all of you, and we care about all of you. And
hope you don't have any redacted.
Mama said it was going to be all right, and it is. So my mama told me, and it was all right. So
I'm glad. So Dakota, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Hey Jacob, what's up?
I was just wondering, what are your goals for this year?
What are my academic goals?
No, let's talk about like. Development and emotional development goals.
Emotional, not software development goals.
Who's to say? Maybe they're the same.
Maybe I'm a robot.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Feelings.
Feelings. Don't have them.
Don't compute.
Don't compute. Feelings. Return.
I don't know
feelings.
Her.
I don't know her. That was a comp sci joke. For everyone listening. C++, Clang, Wall, Wextra, lol.
Dakota does comp sci. I myself am a pre-medical major.
I major in the studies of pre-medicine. I never study medicine.
I'm only before it.
The before part of the medicine.
And let me tell you, it's not going great.
And the update for me is I am alive. So my development goals this year are really to just like do what needs to be done. Like
yes,
and like not just like productivity wise, because like your girl whip out what she's got to do, like you can do that, but would really love to just like there's never a work-life balance in which I have enough work and enough life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like being okay with like how little of each that I'm getting or how much of each that I'm getting. That was really dark. But you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Living in the present is how my therapist describes it. Because depression lies in the past and anxiety lies in the future.
Jesus Christ. I need an adult.
And so now that my anxiety has returned to its normal 8.5 out of 8.
your classic 8.5.
Your classic 8.5 out of 8. Yeah, I guess I'd really like to just like... learn how to be more of myself and not depend on like seeing myself reflected in others. And like, I still want to maintain all of my relationships and I love being an extroverted person and like having those connections, but I really want to be able to enjoy all of that as like my own person. I feel like I can often get lost in the people that I love. And then I'm like, not really like who am I? Like it's time to check in with Dakota.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have a glass of wine with Dakota.
Yeah. Like this year, I'm just really trying to get to know a friend of mine. His name's Jacob Abrahams. And I'm just going to see what he's into and like what his interests
what is,
are.
What is Jacob Abraham like to do?
What is he like? You know, I'm gonna get to know.
Sit down. You know, there's like coffee with a cop. Coffee with yourself.
Coffee with yourself. Just like, let's go to a movie alone.
Wait, I'm not gonna lie. I've done that, and it's really fun.
When I was in New York, I went to see you play alone.
It was really nice. Actually, like,
relaxing, cathartic.
I am my favorite person.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm my both simultaneously in the
I
same
hate
way
myself,
that,
but I'm my favorite person.
In the same way that Schrodinger's cat is both alive and dead, I am both my least favorite and favorite person
exactly.
at the same time.
Like, exactly. Like, how do you feel about yourself? Like, are you your favorite person? Yes and no. Exactly.
I'm my
and
own
like,
worst
this
enemy
is hitting
and my own
the
best
hard
friend.
Questions. So, yeah, we're gonna play another song before we do our sign off. Or you know what? Maybe this should just be our last song. What should our last song be? I don't know.
What do you think the vibe is of the day? Like, what are you feeling?
Crazy.
Let's do. I'm feeling some like what's that group that did Party Rock Anthem?
Wait, no. LMFAO, absolutely not.
I'm feeling LMFAO.
What if we played some like Lord, maybe?
Oh wait, can we do like I was thinking so I
Perfect Places or Green Light?
Perfect Places,
something?
Green Light, Louvre. What if, you know what's
Oh wait, Louvre. You and I had that talk about the Louvre one time.
Louvre.
Okay. Up next, the Louvre by Lord. Iconic. If you don't like it,
you can
please
leave.
Still listen because I need your validation. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart. Psychopathic crush, drink up your movements. Still, I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Arise at the beginning. I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Megaphones in my chest. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it.
late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them.